Most of the time, we here at Only a Game try to tell sports stories that have a deeper meaning, that shed some light on what it means to be a human in this world. To be totally honest, our next story is not one of those, but we still think it's pretty fun. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Keith Comstock played professional baseball for 17 years.
9 years in the minor leagues. I played 2 years over in Japan, and then I played 6 years in the big leagues, parts of 6 years.
That's a long career. When you run into baseball fans out in the world, what do they like to talk to you about mostly?
Japan. There are people that are curious about Japan, but mostly they want to talk about that baseball card. That card goes a long way in conversations.
So 17 years, that's what's risen to the top.
That's pretty much, yeah.
So picture this. Keith's got his uniform on with his hands stretched out in front of him. And he's got this horribly pained look on his face. His eyes are squeezed shut. His mouth is open like he's letting out a scream. But what makes this card truly stand out, the reason fans continue to bring it up, is the location of the baseball in the photo. And the story of how Keith made this happen, how he got this image on a real baseball card, maybe even more bizarre than the photo itself.
Yeah. There was a lot of thinking on your feet.
Growing up, Keith Comstock kept his baseball cards in two shoeboxes. One was for the special cards, the star players you wanted to hold on to. The other was for cards destined for service in Keith's bicycle spokes.
The cards only lasted like 2 or 3 days in a bicycle, so I'd always have to keep replenishing those cards. So if I got a Reggie Jackson's card, you know, yeah, I saved Reggie. But if I got, and I love Dick Green, Dick Green was a hard-nosed baseball player, but if I got Dick Green from the Oakland A's, he went into my bicycle spokes and became my motorcycle.
Did you dream of having your own card?
I don't think there was a dream, to be honest with you. Somewhere along the line, it became more of a vision than it did a dream.
Keith Comstock was a standout left-handed pitcher at Kenyatta College in California, where, according to the school, he once struck out 22 batters in a single game. And when Keith was 20 years old, the California Angels selected him in the fifth round of the 1976 MLB draft. Keith ended up in Iowa playing for the single-A Quad Cities Angels. That's where he got his first card as a professional baseball player.
It is not a good picture. It's black and white. It's like point blank. My eyes are all squinty. I just kind of this look on my face like I just ate a lemon or something.
But I bet when you got it, it was still pretty amazing to see.
Oh, yeah. And the thing was, I didn't know if I was going to get another one or not.
But Keith would get plenty more minor league baseball cards. More than he'd want, in fact. And there's something important to know about minor league baseball cards. Unlike major league cards, which feature action shots from actual games, minor league cards, at least back then in the late 70s, used posed photos. So as he toiled away in the minors for the next 5, 6, 7 years, Keith became very familiar with the limited pose options.
You're lifting your leg and you're holding your balance point. The other one is when you're finishing a follow-through and the ball's still in your hand, it looks like you're about ready to release it. There's other ones that you would kind of just sit there in a stretch position or in a wind-up position before you even started. Those got boring. And unfortunately, the reason why I got tired of doing the same thing was because I was in the minor leagues for so long.
But in 1987, 11 years after he was drafted, Keith finally stayed in the majors long enough with the San Diego Padres to earn his first big league card.
And so when you get that first card in the mail, man, it was just nothing like it, at least not for me. I played with Ken Griffey Jr., and I'm sure his first baseball card was a totally different experience because it was a year after high school. Mine was, I'm almost in my 30s for crying out loud. So it was justification of me sticking through it. But that first card I got, I remember I was still at my mom's house, and my dad had passed away years earlier. And my mom and I saw it, and I gave it to my mom right away. Now, she might have put it in my bicycle spoke for all I know.
But after finally getting a real taste of the big leagues, Keith Comstock got sent back down to the minors. He ended up on the AAA Las Vegas Stars for the 1988 season. He was now 32 years old, playing for a team stacked with young prospects. And then one day, the photographer from Pro Cards showed up.
It was a Sunday morning. He was running late. And he wanted to get things done. It was kind of a big setup.
The photographer had a checklist with all the players on the roster, and he was having them go through the usual poses.
Holding your balance point, finishing and follow through, and just sit there in a stretch position or a wind-up position.
For Keith Comstock, who'd been in the minor leagues for so long, who'd finally gotten a real Major League Baseball card, this was tough to take. So before it was his turn, Keith basically snapped.
I'm like, I'm tired. I want to do something different.
Now, the creative process can be mysterious, and Keith's not sure where exactly this particular stroke of inspiration came from. But Keith decided that he wanted, no, needed, his baseball card to feature him taking a baseball to the crotch.
He just said, I'm going to take it to the nuts. And then, you know, to make a face like a, what that ball of hitting you in that area and how much it would hurt.
After some trial and error, Keith figured out he could get the ball to stick to his pants for at least a few seconds with the help of some super glue. Keith presented the idea to the photographer.
He's like, hey, I don't know about this. I can't do this. I'm under strict orders about just taking set shots. I've got pitcher shots here, balance points. He's telling me all these kind of poses that he wants me to do. And I said, been there, done that. And he goes, no, I can't take it, man. I'm sorry. So he drew his line in the sand, and he just didn't think I was going to come across.
Keith and the photographer had reached a stalemate. And that's when one of Keith's fellow relievers had an idea. It would require the support of the younger prospects up in the clubhouse who hadn't yet come down to take their photos.
He said, hey, just go up there and tell these guys not to come down until you've taken this picture. Tell them what you want to do.
In other words, use the prospects as leverage to get the photographer to budge. Keith was on board to give it a shot. And what did you say to the guys? What was your pitch to them?
It wasn't a big, you know, like that big Mel Gibson, Braveheart speech.
I'm dying in your beds many years from now.
Anything that was inspirational by any means.
For one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies.
It wasn't like I thought up a big thing where I had people in tears or fawning to fight for me and screaming. No, it was more or less guys reading the paper saying, whatever, man. Yeah, sure, go ahead, go. I'm all for it, go ahead.
With that vigorous backing from his teammates, Keith Comstock returned to the photographer.
And so I just walked over to him saying, hey, they're not going to come down. They're young. I'm old. I want this picture done. They know how much I want it done. So we got to get this done. He goes, all right, get over there. So boom, we got it done.
That next season, with Keith still playing for the AAA Las Vegas Stars, the card showed up at the clubhouse.
Oh, son of a gun, there it is. And I was so proud of myself. I mean, you could have told me that I was a Cy Young Award winner, and I don't think I would have felt as much pride as I did that baseball card.
I mean, yeah, there have been a lot of Cy Young winners. How many people have...
There's only one baseball card like that.
Except not anymore. In the 30 years since Keith's famous card showed up in that 1989 pro card set, at least one other player has imitated his pose. And with that kind of legacy, Keith Comstock shouldn't have to worry about that card ending up in anyone's bicycle spokes.
That's Only a Game's Martin Kessler. We first learned about the saga of Keith Comstock's baseball card in his ESPN piece with Robert Sanchez. We'll have a link at onlyagame.org. Keith is also collaborating on a forthcoming novel based on his career called The Con Man.